This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
How do you feel about public swearing?
As somebody
who's done it. We've all done it.
I am pro swearing.
Pro swearing.
Yeah, I think that it can really punch things up. But public swearing, I mean, I feel like there are certainly times it's not okay.
There's a town in England that is talking about banning swearing and making it punishable with a fine. Here's a clip of the news story.
Thanet Council in England is considering plans to issue fines of up to £100 to people who are caught swearing in public, swearing that causes alarm or distress to others.
But should all swearing in public be banned? Well, Michelle Morrison went to see what you thought about it.
What are your views on people swearing in public?
It doesn't bother me.
Oh, you don't mind it at all?
I'm from Glasgow.
I just don't like the swearing.
I love the Scottish woman's like, yeah. I'm from Scotland.
I mean, we barely have rules.
I'm shocked I'm not swearing right now, to be honest. But I can't say that I hate this. And I bet that's shocking to hear me say something like that. But I swear. I swear a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I swear in public.
Yeah.
But there have been times where I've been in public with somebody who is swearing loudly around kids.
Yeah.
And I get such secondhand embarrassment. Like, I want to, like, crawl into myself because I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah.
And they've been, in one particular instance, it was a business meeting and I couldn't tell the person, like, whoa.
Was the person me?
No.
Okay.
No.
Was I there?
No.
Oh.
But I couldn't tell the person, like, watch your mouth.
Okay.
There's
yeah.
a kid sitting right there.
Oh, okay.
And we're sitting in Starbucks, you know,
okay,
like I couldn't do that. And I was just like, oh, God, I want to get out of here.
Oh, so God. See, I gotta say, I'm on your side. As
really?
A person that is a swearer, I do swear in front of my kids. There are times, however, that, you know, when you really start to notice people swearing a lot and in the wrong places, when you're not drinking and other people are.
Oh, yeah.
And I am a lot more sensitive to it then.
Yeah.
One time, it was like literally like Thanksgiving dinner this year. And my cousin, who is a wonderful human being, I mean, she is one of my favorite people in the world, was like, and she wasn't drinking, she doesn't drink, like dropping F-bombs at the Thanksgiving Day table.
Not at the Thanksgiving Day
yes.
table. Come
and
on.
And I almost, like, I should have said something. I don't know why I didn't. I guess I didn't want to embarrass her. But my kids were there. And it's not like my kids haven't seen the or heard the F word. Okay. And I'm not, and that's the word I'm talking about.
Like, right.
I almost said a word I'm not supposed to say on the air. S words, damn words, B words. As long as they're used
right.
not super aggressively, I'm okay with.
Right.
But the Thanksgiving table, the F word.
Seems like that should be a sacred place.
It does. It does. Now, here's another place. Disneyland.
I agree with that. However, I have violated that rule so many times at Disneyland.
Like, loud enough for people to hear?
I try not to do okay. it loud enough for people can hear. And if you're, because at Disneyland, you're so fried, your kids fry your nerves so much so, and you're already on edge with certain things that, like, often the swearing is directed at your kids because you're just so over stuff.
I would imagine you hear a lot of GD it.
Totally. And when you bring the volume down, when you're swearing and you're swearing at your kids and you bring the volume down, I feel like that carries so much more weight.
Yeah, you sound evil.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin says bitch a lot at Disneyland. And yes. We're always like, shut
up. Would you shut up? Look where you are.
Yeah. This isn't what Walt would have wanted. Now, you're an Asian, so he wouldn't want you here either. But it was a different time.
How do you feel about public swearing? Like, would you support it being a finable offense? Is it? You can text us, 916-909-1065. Does it cut down, though, on free speech? Well, no, because
technically,
you can't. There's certain things you can't say in public, regardless. Oh, we already have limits on free
speech.
That's
true.
So, I mean,
they did say that it has to like cause somebody emotional distress.
Those are the rules in England. Who knows what the rules would be in America?
Well, I don't think this rule would exist in America.
Yeah, I guess not. That's right, USA.
Right.
Too much freedom over here.
US effing A.
Right. Don't tread on me. We're snakes.
No.
Isn't that what the flag means?
It says,
we're
I'm
all
a little
snakes.
Snake.
I'm a little snake.
Yeah.
I'm a little snake, and don't you step on me.
Please, ouch. Watch out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.